Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to be careful not to worry about stuff that is too far in the future. Longtime Before Breakfast listeners know that I am a planner. I think about what I'd like to do in the future in my professional and personal life. I figure out the steps to get there. I figure out where these steps can go, and I think through what can go wrong and how I can solve these problems. Now, this has its upsides because I think about what can go wrong and I make plans for dealing with these problems. The logistics of my life tend to go reasonably well, even with a lot of moving parts. However, there is a downside to this personality. When I identify a problem, some part of my brain keeps working at a solution, even if the problem is far in the future, and I have no idea what day-to-day circumstances might look like then. If you're listening to this podcast, perhaps your personality is a bit like mine. The problem is that we can wind up putting a lot of time and mental effort into pondering these problems and figuring out solutions. Often, this time and mental effort would have been better devoted to other things, like pondering new business ideas. Time I spend figuring out a childcare issue in June is time I'm not working on my next book proposal. So what can we do? It's hard not to get ahead of ourselves, but I've been doing a few practical things. First, when my husband and I have calendar meetings to talk about day-to-day logistics, we only look about 2 weeks ahead for most normal stuff. We do not need to figure out who is picking somebody up on a Friday 3 weeks from now. This just makes these meetings ponderous, and all of our schedules may be different by that point anyway. I'm also trying to reframe things to look at the amount of time the current schedule will work. Yes, something might need to change in May, but that means that nothing needs to change until May. That's a lot of time. I can do a lot in those intervening months. Best to celebrate this continuity, which is more rare in life than we might think. And finally, many things don't require a universal solution. Now, I might like to figure out the best way to deal with transportation for my middle schoolers' early morning choir rehearsals, but there is no solution that works for every single one. In the moment, it's usually not that big a deal to drive the 15 minutes round trip. If there's more than one adult at home, the little kids don't have to come. If there isn't, they do. So it goes. I don't need to get ahead of myself. Do you have a tendency to look far, far ahead? Let me know at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings.
And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.